television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If I speak truth this year, I'll have better friendships. A number of mind-altering drugs have been used over the years to make people tell the truth while being interrogated. Some of these truth serums work by slowing the speed at which our bodies send messages from our spinal cord to our brains. This makes it more difficult to perform high-functioning tasks like walking a straight line or concentrating hard enough to think up a lie. Sadly, these drugs have been developed because we lie so often. The Bible tells us that God hates it when we lie. In Ephesians 4:25, the Apostle Paul said we should put away falsehood and tell our neighbors the truth because we belong to each other. Whenever we lie, we destroy trust, and that destroys relationships. So what if this year I resolve to speak the truth? Well, I'll have stronger friendships, and I won't need truth serum. That'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
All right, now that we have your undivided attention, we have Rich Thomas live on the line here to talk about the forecast, so there must be something up.
Well, do you feel a difference from this morning, any?
It's gotten a bit nipplier outside for sure.
Yes, it has. We were at, for instance, yesterday afternoon at this time, we were 76. Now it's 46. Well, that's 30 degrees colder.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 10 o'clock this morning, we were at 61. At midnight, the high for the day was 65, and we're still going down. That snow flurries that I'm looking at on the radar here, north of Birmingham, just a novelty. It's not going to be down this way. The winds are northwest at 13, gusting to 20. That's adding insult to injury. Temperatures will fall to the upper 30s by sundown. Low tonight, 28. Wind chill falls to the teens overnight. High tomorrow, 42, but the low tomorrow night is 22. So this is stage one of the Arctic air, and there's another Arctic front arrives Tuesday with even colder air back behind it. We could be maybe mid-teens, perhaps, on Wednesday morning.
Is there a possibility of flow scenarios with this?
That second front could have a little moisture with it as it arrives on Tuesday, and if there's any moisture along the front, that would be snow flurries. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but it sure will. It'll get some talk going on social media, right?
Oh, I think it will, yeah, definitely.
How's your Snapchat account?
My Snapchat?
I'm kidding. I don't see you as a Snapchat guy. I'm not either.
No, I'm not a Snapchatter. I'm not a... I got enough. I got 5,000 Facebook friends I can't keep up with.
I don't get Snapchat. I just don't know. Whatever.
Hey, a couple of things. I again want to thank you and Amy for celebrating my 45th... She's in the studio. She's giving me dirty looks here.
Oh, she is in the studio.
For the cake and the good words and the timeline today, that was much appreciated. And I don't know if your ears were burning a few minutes ago. I just came from infusion.
Yeah.
And I got a bottle of what you got, the glutathione.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, boy. So tomorrow morning, you just take a teaspoon of that and stir it into your favorite beverage. I did it with orange juice this morning. I couldn't even taste it. I felt great all day today after the IV yesterday, and that little extra whatever that is, and it's great.
I was just there chatting with Rat because you were talking about this morning, and I said, "What's this stuff that Rich was telling me about?" Because I know this is new, and. So I got some for myself, and I'm eager to try it. And I'm doing an IV tomorrow morning around 10:30. Anybody want to join me, let me know.
It's an IV party, folks.
Yeah. It'll help keep you warm during these frigid days you're sending our way.
Well, once again, happy 45th anniversary. You know, it's funny how the world works and how life works. I didn't know you 3 years ago. I didn't even know you. And now we are tight friends.
Absolutely.
I'm just thrilled to be on the same radio station with you. But more than that, it goes much farther than that. I'm happy that you're a second daddy to Bailey.
Oh, well, that's my pleasure,
Bailey. She just got back from getting a bath.
So, oh, how did that go?
Well, she's usually in there for 2 hours, but she got behind. She was in line today, and so she was in there for about 5 hours.
Oh, my.
She's glad to be home now.
I'll bet. Hey, maybe I'll drop off some bonus chicken tenders this week. Since they're on sale at Food Outlet, maybe I'll do a few extras.
Yeah, this time, when you come to the house, knock on the door!
It's so much fun sneaking up through all your security, though, and getting caught. I love that.
Hey, you guys have a great show, okay?
All right, Rich, thanks so much.
See you.
Okay,
bye.
So get ready. We are really going to be heading into some chilly territory. Almost as cold as Emily's shoulder right now.
Oh, yes. Well, you called her Amy.
Notice that she's sitting against the wall and not at a microphone.
She didn't want to go on air, I think. She just didn't want to join us.
We're in the process of changing our call letters to WMLY.
Mm-hmm.
Because we figured out the key to success here is all day Emily.
That's not, no. That's not true.
I'm getting a little jealous.
Jealous of?
You're on Barron's show today. You're on Joey's show last night. You're mine. I'm very territorial with my talent. But I meant what I said. You know, I'm having more fun now than I've ever had in my whole career.
We have a big time.
You're a big part of that.
Oh.
That's why I brought you delicious, freshly grilled Italian sausage and pasta.
So I only got one of those Italian sausages this morning because I only wanted one to go with the bit of pasta. But apparently Barron was snooping around earlier and he eyeballed that sausage really hard. Didn't know exactly if he could take it or not.
I mean, it's hard not to eyeball Greg's sausage when he brings it in the morning. It's delicious, whether it's Italian or spicy.
Cajun.
Yummy!
But I've got a... I didn't want to pop on the airwaves because there's been a lot of Emily the last 2 days, but I'm about to hit the road and go south.
To where?
My friend's wedding. Tabitha and Kyle are getting married tomorrow.
Oh,
I don't know who they are. I'm trying to keep up with her family. And
a very large cast of characters in my life. Like, y'all fall into that now, too.
Uh-huh. Wait, after our discussion last night, you're now going to a wedding?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, this has been on the books for a while.
I'm sorry.
Tabitha's like my right hand during South Sands.
That's
so
awesome.
The fact that she can put it with me through that music festival and not hate me afterwards, I've got to go to this wedding.
We'll have fun.
I will have a
live it up.
I'll have a big time.
Drink the makers.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that's what weddings are for if you're not getting married.
Joey, I think it would behoove you, and you do need a good behooving.
Oh,
every
I
once
always
in a while.
Like to be behooved when I need it.
This will help you get better acquainted with our guests.
Let's go down the list of Emily's five favorite family members.
Number five.
But you
number
are
five. That would be my cousin Alex in New York. He's pretty cool.
Number four.
So that's a tie between my cousins Grant and Max. They're my South Carolina cousins. They're awesome to rock and roll.
Number three.
That's gonna go to Kid Sister. Kid Sister's a really good kid. Love her a lot.
Number two.
My Aunt Donna is really awesome. And my Aunt Dana is really awesome. Pretty much my aunts and uncles take the number two spot.
That's a tie. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And number one.
My big sister Elizabeth.
Okay.
Y'all, you know, we left out like 30 people in my family.
And the people who are upset, including Dad and others, are now...
They don't get a suitcase.
No.
It took me a second. I was like, what was the suitcase thing? But that was the day that George Clooney had given away suitcases of $1 million or something.
To his 14 best friends.
Yeah.
So maybe next week we can do your top five wins.
Oh! I would be better prepared because I was way on the spot for that one.
Eventually we'll just have to publish the Emily yearbook. So yes. If she tells her stories, people can thumb through it, see the pictures.
I'm getting excited about Baumhauer's next Wednesday.
That's right. She's the featured star as we celebrate her one-year anniversary.
Wow.
Of being on the morning show.
Yeah. Wow. It's hard to believe it's gone by so fast.
In February, it'll be 10 years since I've been in radio.
Just 10?
A decade.
Yeah, just 10. They were near 45.
Said the old man. Well, you know, I got to say this, and I mean it. It's people like you that are going to keep this business going another 45 years. Because the big companies and what do we like to call them, the number crunchers and all them, they're killing it. They're just out to destroy
it. Suits. They're suits.
It's the people that make the connection that are going to save it and make it worth keep it as a viable medium. We're in constant onslaught. I remember when MTV came out. That's going to put radio out of business. People can watch the music now. On what? Their car radio? You know, we survived that. We've survived the advent of smartphones and iPads. Oh, nobody's going to listen to the radio. They can make their own iPod, you know, and put 10,000 songs. But it's not the same.
And we're going to have to be more personable because we're not just competing with other radio stations or music. We're competing with podcasts, which are incredibly personal.
But the thing is like we are here.
Yeah.
We're in the community. Mm-hmm. We're a part of this city. We participate in things that go on here, and we have vested interest in seeing Montgomery and the surrounding area continue to grow and flourish and get better. And sometimes you want to tune in and hear that. You don't want to tune in and be getting something from Cleveland. No offense,
right.
Rich.
This is true. Well, so you got to hit the road.
Yeah, I need to go home and square away, square away Loretta and Irene, and I go south.
Just know what you got to do makes me tired. You got to drive all the way to Cat Heaven, then jump on 65 and drive all the way to Mobile.
I'm so used to it, though. And it's not just something I've gotten used to living here. As we all have talked about before, my parents were divorced when I was really young, and my dad lived at least 8 hours away from my mom the majority of my childhood. Mm-hmm. She never met him halfway anywhere, so Dad would have to come and get us in Birmingham. We had to drive back to Panama City or Destin or Mobile. So I'm so very used to being in the car. It's second nature.
Well, and Betty White was taken care of by MPB today.
Can
right?
I just tell you?
Please do.
How much I love Donnie Turner.
Yes.
And the fact that I rolled up and Brandon was like, oh, Amy finally decided to bring her car in.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But okay, so my thing with Geico this morning was painless. That guy, it was so super simple. I was there probably 15, 20 minutes, got all the paperwork I needed. He did the estimate. He asked me where I was going to have it fixed, and I said, Montgomery Paint and Body. I trust those people. Like, y'all know how important Betty White is to me.
Oh, sure. She's very important.
That's family.
That's my car. And so I called Donnie while I was when I was with the insurance adjuster, and he said, why don't you bring it on over here? When you're finished, we'll look over what they worked up, and and I'll take a look at your car. And so if we need to order something, we can go ahead and get that in the process and get it fixed sooner rather than later. So I bebop over there because it's not too far from where I was.
You are a bebopper.
I am a bebopper. And I pull up, and they make the Amy jokes. And because, you know, it's not just
sorry,
one.
Sorry, that's funny. It is.
Oh, look who it is. It's Amy. Amy finally decided to bring her car in. But Donnie looked over Betty, and we talked about what needed to be done. We went over the estimate. He explained. What I appreciate so much is that he took the time to explain to me, this is what happened here. This is how we're going to fix it. Mm-hmm. There's options on how to do it. I think this is your best option. And then, alignment was part of the estimate. And he said, you know, we can go ahead and get that done. We're going to have to order a part or two, and that won't be here till Monday or Tuesday. But we can, if you're going out of town, let's go ahead and do this alignment so you're not, you know, ruining your tires and that stuff. So he, he brought me back here, and that's when I jumped on the show with Baron and 84, because Donnie drove me back over here, kept Betty White over there, and, you know, I would say it was like maybe an hour and a half. Like, I did the show, and then I had lunch, and then I got a lift over to MPB, and she was ready to go. And when I pulled up, what were they doing? Washing her.
Yeah.
Washing her. I mean, just...
Man. They're great. They're absolutely the best.
He put new floor mats in for me. Like, and when he left with Betty, he was like, I'm gonna take care of it. And I was like, I have no doubt that you're going to take care of it. I have no problem giving you the keys to my car and saying, do with it what you will. I trust you. And when you're someone like me that's not had a lot of nice cars in your life, and you finally get one, and then it gets a little dinged up, and for me to say, here are my keys, I trust you, that's huge for me. Because I think my dad's driven my car once. Like, because he multitasks too much when he drives.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know.
Donnie Turner's way too serious to.
No, and it's so comforting. It's just so, because I know everything's going to be okay.
I'm glad that you'll be driving down on an aligned vehicle, which is good.
Yeah.
Where did this little incident take place, by the way?
I had just merged onto 65. I was probably like half a mile from Northern Boulevard on Monday night when it was raining.
Because that night I had cut through Northern, or going on the bypass north, and I was going to turn on Shirley by MPB just as the route to take. And there were lots of Mars lights, and I said, well, maybe Emily got a police escort over here or something.
God, no.
So that wasn't you. That was something else.
Yeah, it was something else. I'm very blessed and very lucky that it wasn't, because the conditions Monday night were prime for something bad to happen, with it having rained, that slow rain all day, and it was super dark. And very, very lucky. Wasn't going super, like, hadn't gotten up to full interstate speed yet either. It was somewhere around 45, 50 miles an hour. So it could have been a lot worse than it was.
Well, but be careful, because Rich says the weather coming in is
awful.
Ah, thanks, Rich. I'm going to hit the road. I love you guys.
Love you.
Happy
too.
45th.
Thanks.
You're the best. I'm very honored to get to sit beside you every day. I learn a lot from you.
Joey.
Thank you.
I'll see you Monday.
From you too.
You're gonna make him cry.
Oh no!
Have fun at the wedding.
I will. I'll see y'all Monday.
Bye.
Be careful.
I will. Bye.
It's like having a second daughter now. That's the best part. Here's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes!
Chad.
So my radio clock is all mixed up, because I turn on last night and there's Emily in 84 and Joey. Then I turn on this morning, there's Emily. Then I turn on this afternoon, there's Emily. I don't know what time it is.
You know, it's right now. It's 3:20 on WMLY.
right.
Emily,
man.
Emily Radio for the River Region.
Hey, I'm going to start a new travel agency called Shiitake Hole Mushroom Travel Agency. So if you want to go to blank holes,
yeah. Truth is the new racism, right? Because these are old countries.
Yeah.
And. Unless I missed out, since when did Haiti become paradise? Or some of these other nations?
And what's the first thing they tell us when we tell them we're going to send people back to where they came from?
I don't want to go.
Send them back to that hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then it's like, I'm like, please, you know. By the way, has this been a spectacular week for Trump otherwise?
Yes.
There are two headlines on CNBC today. The Christmas buying season was the best in a decade, and the market went up another 200 points today, the best start of a market since 2003.
Oh, and by the way, just for reference purposes, Obama called Libya a
Obama did
hole,
it.
So
this is all clearly Obama had all this lined up in the works, and unfortunately he's not getting the credit for it, just like Jimmy Carter was responsible for the Reagan revolution.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
I got that. But you can just go through the entire Drudge, CNBC, Bloomberg, and look at these economic reports. They're fantastic. I mean, they're just, you know, and I know I'm tweaking my liberal friends out there, because what I'll do is I'll go on my Facebook page, I'll do a hashtag MAGA, and then just post a story from sources that they respect, NPR. You know, with all of these, you know, positive things, I actually had somebody yesterday try and say, oh, well, Walmart get everybody raises because they're closing 100 Sam stores.
Oh.
And I'm like, first off, they're separate companies, separate financial entities, you know, even though they're somewhat related, they have separate. But did you not see that not only did they raise everybody a dollar and give bonuses, but they also gave they're giving $5,000 to families that adopt.
Wow.
You know?
They're doing considerations for a family leave, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of stuff. They're doing some paid family leave and $5,000 bonus when you adopt a child to help you with your adoption expenses. And believe me, as the parent of an adopted child, adoption's expensive.
Yeah.
Well worth every dime you ever want to spend on it. I mean, what else are you going to spend your money on, really? You
know? I know your little darling. She is a... Priceless.
But it's so funny to me, and so I wrote this guy back. I said, cynical much? I mean, you know, we now have, you know, 50 corporations representing, I think, 3 million people who are all getting real money in their pocket. And by the way, Claire McCaskill joined the Nancy Pelosi crumbs comment today herself, and got a couple of Pinocchios by the Washington Post, basically saying, oh, that's the other headline I was going to report to you. It's on CNBC right now. 90% of workers will have an increased paycheck as of February when the new rate schedules go in. 90%.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that first check in February.
Right. I mean, you should get a pretty good little bump there, you know, depending on what bracket you're in. But, I mean, I thought all this money was going to go to the corporations, that the middle class and the workers weren't going to get any money. What, I mean, this is really terrible, isn't it?
It's awful. I mean, it's the end of the world, Chad.
Well, they're taking money out of corporations' pockets. Now, come on. Anyway, hey, congratulations on the big 4-5.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for being a part of it.
All right. My pleasure.
Take care.
Have a great weekend, okay?
See you, Chad.
Here is Nathaniel.
I don't know why Haiti's not a better country and all that money that the Clintons raised for them.
Yeah, that's why
living in the lap of luxury.
That's why during the election there were Haitians chasing her all over the place demanding to know what happened to the billions of dollars that were donated.
Exactly.
We're not exactly seeing that show up here. It's crazy. They're all nuts.
And if he called Libya the same word, well, wasn't Ms. Clinton involved with Libya as well? And
look, the truth is,
out of Libya?
We don't need anybody from these old countries, because we have enough old cities in this country that need to be fixed first. We don't need any more residents for them. That's the bottom line.
I exactly agree with you. Yep. And if you don't like it, go back to that country.
Yeah. So, love it or leave it. That's
what I'm saying. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Nate. All right, it's Friday Request, 272-9228. I don't even want to get into the whole, no pun intended, the whole debate today. Because I remember when I went to Jamaica, we stayed at a resort on the beach and everything was beautiful. I mean, wow, Jamaica's nice. Then we decided to go on a horseback ride, a trail ride. We're just blocks, literally blocks behind this resort. And let me tell you something. Jamaica is a hole when, you know, the parts the tourists don't see. Same thing for Cuba and all these other places. That's why people are hiding inside airplane wheel wells trying to get the hell out. But we can't take everybody in. In the meantime, we send them money. What are they doing with it? It's ending up in the pockets of strongmen and...
Well, it's incredibly corrupt. And as island nations, they have a huge asset in being an island. If they adopt policies similar or comparable to Singapore or Hong Kong, other island nations, they could be incredibly prosperous places, but you have to get rid of the strongmen and the corrupt governments that don't allow everyday people to build property values, build wealth, build businesses. It's what hurts them.
I want to play this Tucker Carlson clip, but I'm not sure what language is on it.
Mm.
I know it's English, but...
Yeah, I had to. We played a nightly news on Dan's show, and I had to dump it because they actually used the word on the nightly news.
Yeah. Well, they were. They dropped all the rules for this. For Trump, they did that. Not when Obama called Libya a bleep hole. It didn't they say bleep hole, it was bleep show.
Well, and when Obama said it was accurate.
Well, we need to hope. Yeah, this is true. What we need to hope is that as this these economic benefits trickle down and people see the extra money in their paychecks and stuff, and they, well, how did this happen? You know, if they're that, and pardon my word, if their political wisdom is that retarded that they don't know where this began with tax cuts, the anticipation of tax cuts, companies having more money, bringing more money back to the U.S. If they can't figure that out, there's no help. But that's the thing that's most frustrating of all, because we become so dangerously stupid when we've got congressmen who think Guam's going to tip over if we put too many soldiers on it. Well, what the hell? But that's what we have. That's what we have elected to office. And the dumbing down of America and the selling of Marxism and socialism in the schools. Unfortunately, we just keep letting it happen. All right, 272-9228. Got a comment or something you'd like to hear this afternoon? We'd like to try and make a few people smile if we can. Here. Oh, by the way, I should mention Donnie Turner. Thank you for coming to Amy's rescue today.
Yes.
And got up, folks, if you ever need body work done to your car, why you would go anywhere but MPB, I don't know. But their number's 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 328.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of only sleight of hand, but no mind. A journey into a dubious land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The signpost up ahead warns of a sharp turn to the left. You've just entered the liberal zone.
And will that be all for you today?
No! Give me all your money!
Here, take it all! Take it, please, please! My gift to you!
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this security camera videotape clearly shows the defendant, John Taylor, robbing the grab-and-go market at gunpoint. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Just a moment. Did you have permission from the defendant to videotape him?
Well, no, Your Honor.
I'm afraid I'll have to disallow this videotape to be used against the defendant, since you willfully violated his constitutional right to privacy in public places. Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor, what constitutional right to privacy in public places?
Oh, don't you know? It's all the rage in France right now. In fact, Just the other day, I was talking to my good friend, Judge Pierre Fragois, and he said...
Brian Jones, a lonely city prosecutor, has just had his world turned upside down by a crazy judge with a living constitution. Something which only makes sense in the liberal zone.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just noticed an accident on 85 northbound just past Ann Street. So be careful if you're coming through that way. Starting to back traffic up a little bit, so use caution in that area. Everything else looking pretty good. The rest of 85 is okay. 65 is the speed limit ride. Nothing on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway or the 31s to give you any pause this afternoon. Get your new career started now at Trenum State, the college for real careers. Complete the admissions and financial aid process to register for mini-term B classes, which begin March 7th. Call 420-4200 today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walter.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Faster than a tsunami. More powerful than a spin-up tornado. Able to leap an anemometer in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a kiwi. It's a narwhal. No, it's... Weatherman. Weatherman. Strange visitor from out of town with forecasting powers greater than mortal men.
Yay!
Weatherman. With the ability to tell you when it's going to rain. Or not. Weatherman. Who in the mild-mannered guise of the boyishly good-looking meteorologist Rich Thomas brings weather reports to the river region on News Talk 93.1. And now, here's Weatherman's adventure for today.
Where is that boyishly charming weatherman?
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as the Arctic air funnels into the state. For tonight, mostly cloudy, cold. The overnight low temperature by morning, 28. Tomorrow, windy, cold, sunshine. High 41, but the winds will make it seem colder. Tomorrow night, clear skies, frigid. Overnight low temperature, 22 by dawn Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s on Monday morning, and a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Our weather app will be your best friend during this Arctic surge. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, plus access to my videos and blog updates. Get it on your phone today. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hello!
Mayor Todd Strange made a call to action for the community to get involved and encourage new faces to run for the five spots on the county school board. The mayor also announced the launch of EducateMGM.com. That's a new website to educate the public on the upcoming election. Fingers crossed. Alabama hospitals are being overwhelmed with flu cases. Baptist here in Montgomery says they've reached maximum capacity. If you have the flu, the hospitals say go to a clinic, not the ER at this time. The 28 flu season expected to be one of the worst on record in Alabama. And Montgomery police have charged Claude Keith Foster, age 27, with rape. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals yesterday. This is about an incident back in November when he allegedly raped a female acquaintance. He was also wanted on domestic violence charges here in Montgomery. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's sleep sale going on now.
And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale, going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
When it's time to install the cabinets and countertops, pros don't have time to wait around for the cabinets and countertops. So the Home Depot ships on-trend Hampton Bay cabinets and countertops with select finishes in as little as 48 hours. And during our winter kitchen and bath event, pros get 10% off bulk orders of 10 or more. Save time, save money. There's no better time. The winter kitchen and bath event for pros, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. An upgrade into a brighter light can really maximize your safety. And right now, you'll get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you purchase any Sylvania Silver Star, Silver Star Ultra, or Silver Star ZXE capsule headlight. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Haven't played this one in a while.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. And I ain't seen my feet since 1984. Wants to roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. To be a hell of a man, I chop wood with just one hand, but I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kind of let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore. And every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly is as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version.
Good Naked. That's the name of the song. That is not a self-descriptive.
You sure is ugly.
Well, that's just time. That's the ravages of time passing. 272-9228 on this All Request Friday. So guess what I have in my garage? I have an elliptical.
Nice.
Yeah. My plea, I mean, I'm going to transform right before your eyes. I just don't want to be that slightly overweight dad at the wedding, you know.
Okay.
Flat front, you know.
You're going to look good.
No extra chins.
I mean, you already look fine, but you're going to look even better.
Well, that would be nice. Let's grab this random call here and have some breaking news in a moment.
Okay.
Who's this?
This is James.
James, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you could play the commercial that when Denny's got the sausage to be their spokesperson and look like something that had slipped out of someone's pants.
Which commercial is it? Is this something we've played before?
Yeah, yeah. You played it a couple times. It's Denny's. Remember when they got the sausage and everybody thought it looked like something else?
Oh, okay. Hang on one sec. Whoa. I'm not seeing it here. Did we record over that?
I'm not certain.
I'll look it up. I think I know where the source for that. So let me look it up and we'll play it if we can find it.
All right, guys. Thank y'all.
You're welcome. I know what he's talking about. Ole Miss.
Evening, gentlemen. Hey. How y'all doing?
Yeah. But happy.
Yeah,
but happy.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, we're not complaining.
Well, I'm trying to feel better after all this global warming stuff. Was it George Carlin who did the one about man's not going to hurt the world?
Yes.
Yeah, save the planet.
Can you play that, please?
Sure.
All right, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of Carlin's best. And, you know, when you look at what he says, you understand why he doesn't get a whole lot of reference from contemporary comics because he kind of calls them out, the current politically correct.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of any big comics that actually... They're out there. I know what you're talking about. But most of the guys that come to my mind don't give a damn about political correctness.
Yes. And the problem they're having is they can't play college campuses because they're so filled with snowflakes that they either have to drastically change their routines or risk, you know, all these campus bands and crap to go on.
And Chappelle's new special, he talks about, and he's talking about the left and the right, but he talks about people in this country have brittle ears, brittle spirits, way too easily offended by things.
It's got to change. Everybody says that, too. We got to learn to laugh at ourselves again like we did in the 70s. That was the breakthrough of All in the Family. Now you look at that show and say, oh, my God, they actually put that on TV. In England, the millennials in England are horrified because they finally have our version of Friends over there.
Yeah.
And they're going ballistic.
Really?
Yes, I have some of the details on that here.
Huh.
It was in the Cheap and Trashy this morning on the morning show.
So it's like... exported, like
by the way,
Friends.
Chelsea Handler is an ass and a hole. Yeah. By the way, I just want to mention that in passing.
So it's like Friends, but in Great Britain. So it's 20-somethings living the single life, living the dating life. You know, just the troubles of getting
Friends
jobs.
Friends recently at Netflix in the UK and woke. I hate that word. This word woke, the way they're using it. British millennials apparently shocked at how much body shaming, transphobia, sexism, inappropriate relationships, and homophobia. Like the running gag about Monica being fat when she was younger. Chandler's jokes about his trans dad. Ross making fun of his lesbian ex-wife and her new partner. And a storyline early on where Chandler was freaking out because he thought other people thought he was gay. Well, I don't know that I'd be real happy with the idea.
No, that episode where everybody thinks Chandler's gay is fantastic. And the reason Chandler's self-conscious about it is that his dad is a drag queen in Las Vegas, and his show is called Viva Las Gagas.
Well, guess what? Your generation's really getting effed in
the
head.
No, they're going to... They'll get over it.
I don't know. I wish I could agree with you on that. I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
You know what happens, though, when I upset those folks? Nothing. In fact, our ratings might go up.
Oh, I'm not,
you know,
changing anything to avoid the, you know, in a concern about ratings. The problem we have is, it's like from the movie, you can't handle the truth. It's like, you know what? Your country is a hole, and the president just called it what it is. Maybe not the most diplomatic term to use, but can you prove otherwise?
I'm sorry.
Now, I don't mean to insult anybody. because I've been there and done that. Sometimes you look around the home you live in and say, this place looks like a hole. It needs new flooring. It needs new carpeting.
Yeah.
It needs new something. And that, when you've made that decision and you're working with a budget, you go see the Lord of the Laminate, Jeff Mallinson. Hey, buddy.
Hello, guys. And, you know, I've just got to weigh in on the Trump saying the asshole thing. I'm a huge Trumper. I think he said it. I mean, does it bother me? No. But...
The only reason it bothers me is it becomes another distraction away from all the successes he's having.
Oh yeah, I'm listening to all the I think you call them libtards. I listen to all of them talk about how he's the only president who says deplorable things.
Yeah, right. No, they see, they don't listen. They don't know anything about Harry Truman. Harry Truman was a foul mouth, potty mouth president. There's a whole story about that. On Drudge, I'm going to post that this afternoon.
And hey, you think about it, running our country, most all of them at some time, is they're going to have to say something they're probably not proud of. But anyway, guys, I really want the House full promotion we're doing at Georgia Floors Direct. And I'm telling you, we're in here getting ready for it right now. It's going to hit the paper on the sticky notes Sunday, mm-hmm. but we're doing free sales in here. At the end of the year is the worst time for the meals because nobody's buying anything. Everybody spent money on Christmas. Well, we went to the meals and we said, hey, we've got a lot of money we want to spend. We want to spend it with you, but we got to have great deals. So we negotiated some fantastic deals. I've been doing this for 26 years, and I'm telling you what, I've never, ever, ever seen prices like we have. We should be a good 20 to 40% less than anybody else around. Right now, we had a lady come in last night on a pre-sale that saved $1,600 over our price, not down the street, over our regular in-store price, $1,600. So we got a good carpet for $1,199, 100 yards installed with pads. If you want to get a good mid-grade, we've got a 40 to 45-ounce nylon carpet installed with pad for $1,599. If you want to get something that's really nice, we've got a 60 to 65-ounce nylon carpet, 100 yards installed with pad for $1,999. We've got store-wide discounts on hardwood floors, laminated floors. We've got hardwood floors as low as $299 a square foot, some really pretty 5-inch hand-scraped birch. We've got 250 remnants at or below cost, remnants starting out at $49. I'm sitting here looking at a wall of 12x9 bound area rugs, wool and nylon for $99.
Well, on top of that, Georgia Floors Direct also does, helps like 12 months, good as cash, right?
Oh, that's right. And, you know, because right now, you know, people are just, they spend a lot of money at Christmas. We've got 12 months interest-free financing with no money down.
And you're ready right now. You're open till what time tonight?
We're open to 7. You have to forgive me. I've been working when I called. I've been back in the back running around, so I'm trying to catch my breath.
It's okay.
We're open 9 in the morning, 7 in the evening, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday. Again, that sticky note is going to come out in the paper on Sunday. You can go ahead and come in this weekend and say you heard about it on the radio. And we'll be running this while supplies last. And hopefully it'll last through the end of the month. But, you know, we do have limited quantities. We bought a ton of it, but it's going to go quick.
Optimal time to get new flooring at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Jeff Mallinson, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right. 3:50 is the time. All of a sudden the phone's ringing. Here is Rick.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm not really all that worried about what Trump said either, because I think he's probably factually correct. I just want to know why no one's reporting, you know, what the Democrats' answer to his question was. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just hadn't heard anything. You know, why aren't we bringing in all those folks?
Exactly. That's the problem. By using that particular word, they don't have to answer. They can, you know, wet themselves over oh, wow, this is racist and all this other crap. It's got nothing to do with the actual issue.
I mean, I think a serious answer would be so they can escape abject poverty and get out of that crap hole and have opportunity in the United States. That would be a serious
answer. Well, I understand why they want to leave. Yeah. I don't understand why, you know, all these, you know, the policy is to bring them in instead of being merit-based. I mean, I think that's what the outrage is, you know, at least on Trump's part is that, you know, why are you going to a third world country to import these people? I mean, we ought to be, if we're going to bring people into the country, they ought to benefit the country instead of being a drain on
it. Well, yeah, that's the point. Yeah, let's get some, let's bring in some doctors so we can cover the medical needs. We have doctor shortages all over the place. Sure. And others who can contribute.
Absolutely.
Good point. Thanks for the call.
And I just wish that the dishonest media would, you know, like when people like Dick Durbin, you know, spouts off about it, you know, I wish somebody in the media, and I understand that Trump using the language he did, it kind of distracts, but, yeah. You know, somebody sharp in the media could say to Durbin, well, okay, I understand your outrage. What was your answer?
Well, I just posted the story about presidential potty mouths, and starting with Obama calling Mitt Romney.
Oh, sure.
If you call a professor, so.
You know, this whole thing is it's just something that, you know, that the Dems can be outraged about. If it's not this,
they don't know how to live without it. That's their problem. They're addicted to it. Thank you for the call. They don't. If they don't have something to be perennially pissed off about, They've got nothing to do. It's like a hobby. It's like their blood. Cranky.
What's going on?
Oh, we're kind of tight for time.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't keep you. I wanted to weigh in on the SO issue.
Yes.
Okay, look. The Gretsch Country Gentleman guitar has got two SOs. The Gibson ES-335 has got two SOs. The Fender Telecaster Thin Line Semi-Hollow Body has got one SO, therefore it's a semi-hollow body. It's okay. If it's okay for Fender and Gretsch and Gibson to have SOs, it's okay for our president to talk about it. I just, you know, we're back to where we were at the outset of his inauguration. People are so upset because this country has forgotten what it's like to have a president that has a fair, because we haven't had one since Ronald Reagan.
And you are.
And that's why people are in shock.
Hey, listen,
and outraged.
It's the same people. There's nobody new on that list. I just roll my eyes because I know how it's going to play, but I don't think it's... look, his approval went up to 46. Considering that the media does nothing but, you know... blow back in his face all day. I'm amazed it's that high.
I can tell you this. You know, we both know that Trump's going to lose sleep over this because the mayor of London said, well, good thing he's not coming. We don't want him here. Trump ought to load that damn plane up and set up shop there for a couple of weeks just to piss off that Muslim piece of crap that they've got a mayor over
there.
Well,
he's the one that said, you know, hey, this is life in the big city, right? Getting blown to pieces at a concert.
Get used to it. That's the way
it's going to
be.
Well, if London wants a jag off for a mayor, they're entitled to have him. Thanks for the call. Cliff, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay. First, LBJ said, as far as countries are concerned, America is an elephant in the room. This is back during Cyprus and Greece. Cyprus is a flea. Greece is a flea. And if they keep it up, this elephant is going to swat them with their trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, for the global warming people, did you read the article where they got 16 inches of snow in the Sahara Desert? How about that?
Yeah, no,
and
that's,
third,
but that is, don't you understand, that is global warming. That's why it's snowing. It's global warming. They've got an explanation for everything.
Did you play Weasel Stomping yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll open
Could
it
you?
Up. Sure, of course.
Thank you, Greg. You guys have a great weekend, you and Joey.
Thanks,
Cliff.
And thanks for keeping the call in the time frame I had for it. Appreciate it. Divorce is a tough situation, even under the best of circumstances. I always find the term amicable kind of interesting, because once two people have decided to go their separate ways, their immediate goal is to look after their own best interests. As a man, don't make any assumptions that this is going to be a game of patty cake. You should hire good representation to make sure that when it comes time to divide what you accumulated, if you have children, that the matters of custody and your amount of time is represented by two women. It doesn't have to be a brawl, but there is, and you know, such a thing as being assertive and people who will not allow you to be bullied into a settlement that's not fair. And that's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in doing. Their firm is devoted to men in matters of divorce. So they're going to be looking out for her best interest. You look out for yours. And I can't recommend these two women highly enough. They're going to be guests on the show here in the afternoon, I think a week from today.
Awesome.
They're scheduled to be joining us. They're great guests just to talk to because they're so knowledgeable about so many things. But when it comes to their field of expertise, they're up with the best. So for men in matters of divorce, if you need a reference, read the testimonials from clients on their website, divorceformenalabama.com, or reach out to them at 819-4810. That's 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson. Making men matter.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's hard to believe AC by Lou Choir is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Lou Choir and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a 1-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbylouchoir.com today for all Lou Choir offers. AC by Lou Choir is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're much more than a typical pawn shop. They can get you the best price on your pawn, sure. And they have items that you won't find at any old pawn shop. You can find